John Wannell, the head baseball coach, of course, for the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders, joining us here as we take a look at the 13-5 2020 season that the Crusaders had. And Coach, a lot of people would look at that and I think be very happy. Are you happy with 13-5 this season?
Overall, Jeff, you know, I think we have to be because, once again, I think we played a very tough schedule.
Yep.
And we lost, you know, quite honestly, a lot of close games. We lost a couple 2-1 games early in the season. That could have went either way. Unfortunately, we came up on the short end. And then late in the season, we lost a 6-5 game against a really good Webster City ball club. So when you take into consideration the close games and then the overall record, yes, we're certainly satisfied. Obviously, we always want to try to win the last game of the year. But there's only one team in Class 1A that's probably the happiest at the end of the year.
Absolutely, and I guess that was probably more of the question for me and not with the 13-5 record. I think there was expectations for this team on themselves coming into the season, so that's where I was wondering, did you guys feel like you were able to meet those, and maybe not for you guys as a coaching staff, but the kids?
Well, our goal is always to try to win a conference championship, and we had the abbreviated conference, so you only get to go around once through the schedule. And so that made it a little bit different, too, because it depends on who you catch for the number one pitchers on the other teams. But Cam had a really nice ball club, and they deserved, you know, they earned the conference championship. But, you know, certainly we thought we could get ourselves into the sub-state game, and then you just take your chances at that point in time. Our goal was certainly to get to Principal Park. So were we disappointed that we didn't accomplish that? Absolutely. I guess that's high expectations. But that's the game of baseball sometimes, too.
And I think that's what your program has built with the success that you guys have had over the years. But still, like you said, a good solid year. How much do you think not getting to play everybody that second time and really only getting 18 games in this year impacted this team? Because your teams always get better as the year goes on.
I think that's very true. You know, especially offensively, our kids don't get a lot of repetitions, obviously, before the season. And with this game of baseball, it's a very difficult sport to master. And offensively, there's really just one way to get better, I think, in the long run, and that is you have to face live pitching. So traditionally, you know, once mid-season hits, you know, a little bit later, that's when we tend to become a little bit better in the batter's box. And I think we were right there, Jeff, at tournament time. I felt really good about where we were at heading into the postseason tournament with our offense, and I thought we did a good job swinging the baseball bat at that time. There were a couple situations that we could have executed a little bit better, but definitely had an effect on things this short season.
Coach, as far as getting better playing the good teams, your schedule was really tough. You mentioned that here a moment ago. You guys always challenge yourself. How much better do you think it made your club to be challenged this year?
Well, once again, the overall record's important for seeding purposes, but we really try to focus on playing those tough key games throughout the year that we can go back at tournament time and say, hey, this team that we're playing right now is no better than whoever we played during the regular season. For instance, during the regular season, you know, we were fortunate enough to beat some pretty good teams this year. You know, Kemper was one of them early in the year. And then we had an undefeated Alta Aurelia team that we went up to their place and beat them, actually ended up pretty handily. Ogden is always a good ball club. We ended up getting them. And then Newell Fonda found themselves in a sub-state game, and they were undefeated, and we went up to their place and beat them 10-4. So those are what I call signature wins that you can look back on at tournament time and instill the confidence in your kids that you can play with anyone.
What was the difference in those games that you were able to go, especially like Alta Aurelia and Newell Fonda? You went on the road and beat undefeated teams and I'm not going to say dominated, but handled those games pretty well.
Well, ironically, what was kind of neat about those games is the Alta game, we came off of a loss going up there, one to West Harrison that they kind of beat up on us that night. And so it was really interesting to see how our kids were going to react, and they bounced back and beat Alta. Same thing in the Kemper game. We lost a tough game the night before to Audubon. Our kids bounced back. And then, ironically, at the end of the year, Webster City, we got beat in a very close game in the last couple innings, and we came back the next night and beat Newell Fonda. So I think, you know, our team was very resilient. It showed me a lot about their character and their willingness to battle through some adversity.
Coach, I thought pitching was going to be a strength coming in for you guys. Did you feel like that worked out?
Absolutely. I think with the shortened season, you know, we think a lot of our success can be attributed to our preseason pitching program, getting our kids' arms in shape, controlling the strike zone, you know, emphasizing throwing strikes at that point in time. But even with the short season, I thought we did a very, very good job. I think we ended up statistically, we had 57 walks, 128 strikeouts, you know, and gave up 82 hits throughout the year. So that's not too bad as far as a statistical, from a statistical standpoint. I think we did get bit a little bit at the end, Jeff. You know, Cade Schlepp was one at tournament time. He did encounter some inflammation. You know, he got the medical clearance to throw in the district game. But quite honestly, Cade wasn't exactly where he was at as far as his velocity on his fastball and maybe the sharpness on his off-speed stuff. So maybe the short season did come back and haunt us a little bit. You know, when the kid plays shortstop and does a lot of different things, he had no issues prior to that final regular season game and then ended up getting some inflammation.
Yeah, and that absolutely impacted. I know I talked with Honnold after the game, and he said it was noticeable that Cade probably not quite as sharp as what he had been all season because he was amazing this season long. Coach, defensively, up and down at times this year?
Yes, and I think that was partly because of our youth. You know, we were playing some young kids in the infield. You know, Tanner Oswald did a really nice job at shortstop for us and second base, but it was his first year of true varsity experience. And he's going to be a good one for us in those two positions. You know, we had Lance Clayburg at third base, who was a freshman that played quite a bit at third base. Preston McAllister is still pretty young as a sophomore in the infield. You know, and I can go through a number of different of other guys. And those are high-pressure positions, too, in the fact that you get a lot of tough balls in those positions. So, yeah, a couple times we did struggle a little bit defensively. But once again, I think as the season progressed, you could see the confidence grow in those kids.
And just getting some reps this summer, getting a season in, had to be huge for this team.
Absolutely. Critical for our young player development. To take a whole year off of the game of baseball would have been really detrimental, I think, to our progress moving forward. A lot of kids got an opportunity to play, and Coach Hayden and I intentionally played a lot of different kids in a lot of different lineups, and some kids had to set a game here or there, and we explained it to them that in a short season, we wanted to get as much experience and give that to as many kids as possible. You know, for instance, we threw 9 different pitchers at the varsity level this year. That bodes well for us next year. We're going to lose 2 of those, so we have 7 kids coming back that have been on the pitcher's mound in a varsity game. Hopefully that's going to motivate them in the offseason to get better and lead us into, you know, the 2021 season.
Coach, you mentioned that in the preseason that you were going to be doing that and kind of rotating guys around as far as who's starting and the amount of innings because of the depth. Did that work out the way you wanted it and hoped it would?
I think for the most part, you know, there's always a couple kids that you were hoping to maybe get a little bit more playing time and stuff. But sometimes it's just situational baseball when you're rotating these pitchers around and they're playing multiple positions. But overall, we had a core group of 15 guys, and I think for the most part, we accomplished what we set out to do.
Coach, let's take a look at it. You mentioned a young team, only 3 seniors, but all 3 of them had not just great senior seasons, but really great careers. You mentioned one of those guys in Cade Schlepp, I think one of the premier baseball players in our area here. But Jalen Rosenbeck and Peyton Clipperton also had great years.
We're going to miss them in the outfield. They were tremendous. I mean, Peyton is one of the best outfielders that I've had during my time here at Coon Rapids Bayard. And I'm going to give him credit. I'm going to give Jalen credit from the fact that the reason that they became as good as they did is they really worked hard during batting practice and during practices, reading balls off the bat. And they developed, too. All 3 of those kids, Cade, Peyton, and Jalen, the amount of progress that they made from when they were 8th graders to the time they were, you know, sophomores and juniors is when they really arrived on the scene. It was tremendous. It was fun to see. It's always really neat when you can send the seniors out and they've all had great years. And all 3 of those had great senior years, even though it was a short season. So hats off to them. I'm really proud of what they accomplished over their 5 years.
You mentioned a good portion of that outfield with the 2 of those 3 guys being outfielders gone. That means that Gabe Olbert probably going to have to step into one of those leadership roles as a junior next year. Who are some of the other guys maybe that saw some time in the outfield or could next year that got some time for you this year?
Well, I think some of our players know that there's some slots open out there, so it's going to be a nice battle to see who's going to grab those. And it's possible that we could move an infielder or two out there just to see if we can build some depth, because once again, it all depends who's on the mound. So sometimes you need, you know, four plus outfielders, just depends if they're pitchers or not. But Easton Hayes would be one that's going to be a front runner out there too. We've got a couple other ones that we could shift out there, you know, in a Kale Pivastorf, a Jacob Estrada. You've got a young player in Colby Culbertson that was an eighth grader. That's showing some nice promise, and, you know, I don't want to miss anyone, but I think we have kids that can make the transition. Everyone thinks that you can play outfield until you actually get out there, Jeff, because it is a highly skilled position,
yep,
and it requires a lot of repetition. But I think we've got some guys that are excited about getting the opportunity out there.
A guy over at first base that I thought, I don't know if it would be quietly had a good year this year, but maybe is not as noticed as it would have been other years, because I think, especially maybe for us up here after we watched Cade throw against Kemper earlier this year, everybody at the radio station knew how good of a year he was going to be. But I thought Aaron McAllister put together kind of a year that maybe didn't get as noticed as it would most other years.
I said in the preseason, I think he could become one of our best hitters, and ironically, he became our best hitter. You know, he ended up hitting .383 for us this year and had 24 RBI in those 18 games. He was really close to being on pace for a school record if he'd have kept that and, you know, excelled just a little bit more in a full season. So he really developed into a tough out at the plate. Aaron, we had to transition, actually. We moved him from first base, and he became our primary catcher.
Yep.
Just because we had some younger guys that had no experience, you know, behind the dish. And we just thought that that's a critical position, and Aaron had had some experience in the past. We really liked him at first base, but from a team standpoint, we thought we would be much better with him back there. Now, moving into next year, we think with 1 year of extra experience, some of those younger guys that we were trying at the catching position, we think that they'll be ready to help out a little bit more next year.
And some guys that you mentioned earlier, deep in pitching, you threw nine guys this year. Some of those guys included Quentin Culbertson and Josh Ramirez, a couple of guys that I thought gave you some really quality innings.
Especially Quentin. You know, Quentin's going to be our number one guy coming back, and he's a hard worker. He won't put the ball down probably all year. He's going to continue to develop, try to continue to increase his velocity. And the big thing with Quentin this year, I think even, like I said, we keep going back to the short season, but I thought his off speed stuff took the next step up. He needs to go up another step, but he really started to develop a pretty good curveball and then started to gain some confidence in his changeup too. And yes, Josh was one that got bit a little bit with a sore shoulder early in the season, so he didn't get as many innings in there as what we were hoping from him. Kale Pivastorf is a gentleman that came in and gave us a lot of quality innings. Kale's
yep.
not one that's going to blow you away necessarily, but you know what you're going to get from him, and that's going to be a ton of strikes. He's going to force the other team to beat you with the bat. And we know we have to play defense behind him, but other than that, he did a really nice job. And I like some of our young arms too. You know, Preston McAllister, he got a lot of experience on the mound too. And then we've got some younger kids that we think he'll be able to fill in too.
And Coach, one guy we haven't mentioned yet, Jeffrey Kraft, a guy that does a lot of different things for you guys.
You know, Jeffrey was a kid that didn't come out last year. He just thought that, you know, baseball was maybe something that he didn't want to continue doing. And then he texted me during the off season and said, Coach, would it be all right if I come back out? And Jeffrey's a great kid. We said, absolutely. Feel free to come back out. And what he did is he really surprised us, especially from an offensive standpoint.
Yep.
He's going to have an opportunity, you know, maybe to take on a DH role or something along those lines. And then if his defense comes along a little bit more, maybe he can get some extra playing time that way too. But just a good kid to have around.
Coach, any final thoughts on being able to play this year or just the 2020 season in general?
Well, as everyone has stated, Jeff, you know, it's just kind of a weird year with all the protocols and everything. And one thing that we feel is very fortunate that we were able to escape, you know, a positive COVID-19 case, that our kids did get the opportunity to play 18 games. We had the opportunity to try to make it to Principal Park. And as you know, there are several teams across the state, both baseball and softball, that didn't have that opportunity. And boy, how disappointing would that have been? to be in those situations. So we feel fortunate. I think our players adapted pretty well. Obviously, we think our program's in good shape. We've got some good numbers coming in. We need some younger kids now because we only really have a few eighth graders right now. So we need some extra kids coming in. So we're excited about the prospects over the next several years.
Well, Coach, as always, it's always fun catching up. You and I could sit around and talk sports and baseball, I think, all day, and I would certainly enjoy that, and hopefully someday we'll get that chance. But thanks for everything. I really enjoy the stats that you send and the additional information and the story you put together. So thanks for everything you do for us here and to help us be able to cover you guys as well as what we can. So I appreciate everything you do for us, John.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate your coverage. As you know, sometimes baseball and softball don't always get the biggest crowds as you do throughout the year for your basketball and football, but those athletes work very, very hard at what they do, and they're very, very appreciative of your coverage and when you come down and broadcast and stuff. It just makes it a special evening for them.
Well, we enjoy getting to come down. One of our favorite places to be, that is for sure. Coach John Waddle again with the Coon Rapids Bear baseball team.